Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is Script Libraries in WebSphere Application Server Version 7. Today's presenters are Vikram Tromandru and Ganesan Karupaya. Vikram is a subject matter expert and IBM certified for WebSphere Application Server Version 7. His areas of expertise include WebSphere product install, WebSphere scripting administration, system management, application management, and security. Vikram has been with the IBM Corporation for 9 years and supporting multiple versions of WebSphere Application Server from version 3.5 to version 7. Ganesan is a subject matter expert and IBM certified IT specialist with the WebSphere Application Server Technical Support Organization. His areas of expertise include WebSphere scripting administration, system management, application management, security, and cryptography. Ganesan has been with the IBM Corporation for 10 years and supporting multiple versions of WebSphere Application Server from version 3.5 to version 7. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Ganesan.
Thank you, Joseph. Welcome, everyone. My name is Ganesan Karupaya, and today's presentation, it is we decided to give an overview of scripting libraries, and it is a very new concept introduced in V7, and it is getting improved from 6-pack to 6-pack. So let us discuss about this, and this session is going to be a very good one for those who want to make use of the scripting libraries in their development environment. So let's start with that and moving on to slide number 2. Today's agenda is like we want to talk about a little bit about the WebSphere administration because like some of you may be like very well informed with the WS admin and scripting, and we are expecting like some maybe like if you are new to WebSphere administration scripting. So you want to start with the overview of the simple administration, and then we go to the WS admin, what is WS admin and what it is doing. And then later we are going to introduce the scripting library. Since a scripting library is a very new concept, so we are going to go introduction phase to introduce like how you can achieve like a couple of administrative tasks and in your scripting world. Also, we are going to talk about how you can use the scripting library within your RAD development environment. Most of you are aware of that RAD now has a editor that you can write a Jython script within the RAD, and you can quickly test that. These scripting libraries, now it is available within your RAD package. And we'll discuss about the troubleshooting, and after that, we'll take questions from you, then we'll go from there. Moving on to slide number 3. This is going to be overview of WebSphere administration. And as administrator, like I would like to introduce like what are the options that we have and how you can do your day-to-day job with the WebSphere. And later we are going to talk about how this scripting library fit into this administration task. Moving on to slide number 4. We all aware of this WebSphere administration basic task. If you're administrator, then pretty much you aware of what are the tools that available with the WebSphere package. One is command line tool, and then we have a administrative console, the GUI version, and scripting tool. When I say scripting, it is nothing but a WS admin and from V5 to V7. And also we have Java programming APIs. And some of the customers, I noticed that they write their own Java code to administer WebSphere using the WebSphere API, which are available publicly. So, like, we have, like, a four way of interacting with the WebSphere. And command line tool, it is, everyone we know, that is, it's a very simple one. Example, to start the server or stop the server and starting the deployment manager, starting the node. So all the activities that you execute from the profile bin directory, it is coming under these command line tools. And there is a very simple one. And moving on to slide number 5. Yes, we have this the famous administrative console, which is very good, and you can do all kind of tasks from this administrative console. It provides all the administrative concept, and also like it is very easy to navigate. If you are very new to WebSphere, then definitely you need to start with administrative console. Yes, we are aware of that. Scripting tool, like if anyone is like worked with WebSphere 3.0.2 or a 4.0 time frame, you know that we used to have a WSCP, WebSphere Control Command Line Tool. So then after that, from V5, we introduced WSAdmin with the Jython and Jackal language. And it is a non-graphical tool. It is pretty much you can do all the operation and also something extra that what you can do it from the console. It is a very powerful tool, and most of the administrator, the WebSphere administrator, like they are using this because you can automate a lot of tasks. And yes, you can start, if you are new to WebSphere, you can start with the console, then bottom line is one day you may want to end up using a scripting tool, WSAdmin. And Java programming API, it's kind of most advanced in terms of administering the WebSphere. If you are very good at Java programming, yes, you can go ahead and use Java APIs, and you can write your own programs. But there are some limitations. And in this slide number 5, that we gave a pointer to that limitation. And so it has some limitation in this, how you can use and what are the APIs that you can use. Moving on to slide number 6, overview of WSAdmin. I want to discuss about this WSAdmin overview. If you are already experienced, or if you have a very good experience and already aware of this concept, then you may see like it's already known to you. But since we are going to introduce the new concept, and we would like to take the approach going from introducing the basics, then we are going to explore, okay, what is the scripting library? That is our goal. So WSAdmin, it's kind of a JMX object, and there are four objects available and originally. That is admin config for any configuration, and admin control, that is for any runtime objects, and admin app, it is for application install and application later, and help. So initially, WebSphere from V5, it started with four objects, JMX objects. And later, it introduced admin task. So admin task, so we'll discuss about that, how it is written here. And these objects are low-level JMX objects, and it is complicated too. So to help the WebSphere administrator to make their life easy to work with these four objects, we already have a couple of multiple examples. And in information center, yes, you can go ahead and you can find the samples. And also we have an option, the command line. From the Windows administrative console, you can do the command assistant. So whenever you do some operation, then a little window is going to show up, then you can get all the information about the WSAdmin. The last action what you do, then you get the exact WSAdmin command in the Jython language. And also we have an interactive mode. Most of the commands, that WSAdmin commands, it comes with the interactive mode. If you are not sure what parameters that you need to pass, then it's going to prompt you with the information, then you keep typing. That is very easy way to do that. And Admin Task and the Jython scripting library, that's the one we are going to discuss. Moving on to slide number 8. So what are the challenges? Then what is the need for introducing the scripting libraries? So it is good to discuss about the challenges so far the WebSphere administrator, they are facing with the WFRMA. Moving on to slide number 9. Let's take this example. I want to create a JDBC provider using for my application. If you are going to use the administrative console, that's very easy. It's well informed. You can go ahead and click a couple of buttons, then you are done. But if you are very new to WFRMA and then you want to start with one JDBC provider creation, yes, you need to go through these steps 1 to 5 to complete that particular single task. And yes, it requires some kind of learning, and it is, you need to have some basic understanding about the WebSphere and this object. Apart from that, you need to have the Jython or a JAXL or language experience too. So with knowing everything, but still it is kind of complicated or time-consuming if you want to create the JDBC provider in this way. So you need to identify the parent ID, that is object reference you need to get from the WFRMA. And then after that, what are the required attributes for creating a JDBC driver, JDBC provider? You need to know that. And then you set all these variables. Then finally, you create the provider using the create command, then save the changes. Yes, this is a very simple one, but if you are very new to our WFRMA world, it may be challenging too. Moving on to slide number 10. So then later we introduce admin task. So admin task, it's a easy way to complete a single task. Yes, you can do that like interactive command, but this admin task, it's an easy way you can accomplish a single task. It is not going to replace any of the objects that we talked about. Admin config, admin app, and admin control and help. So admin task is not going to replace any of the existing object. Then what it does? Actually, it is going to group a couple of commands for you and give us a single task. And with this example, you can see admin task, create data source. If you are using interactive, then yes, it's going to be easy for you. Moving on to slide number 11. Okay, let's take the example. Like, I'm very new to WFRMA and I do not know how to start the scripting WFRMA to create a data source, our JDBC provider. And normally the first thing is like, yes, you need to go to the information center, WebSphere information center. And if you do kind of a random search like WFRMA, for any WFRMA search, please include that keyword WFRMA. So it's going to filter a lot of things. WFRMA and JDBC create. Then you will get that all the information from the information center with the simplified steps. I want to point out one thing. The example, what you see from the information center, it is a very straightforward. If you are going to write a very fancy script with 100 lines or 200 lines, yes, then you may need some Jython skills also. And here, the information center, it is going to give a very straightforward task and how to create the JDBC provider, whatever the object, in a simple way. But this is a starting point, and from here you can take all the commands what you need for. Moving on to slide number 12. Okay, there is another way to get all the information from the information center. The first one, what we saw, is doing the random search. And this is like you go through this, the left side panel, we list all the information, then you go to this scripting, and then from there, a lot of samples available, then you can choose one, then you're presented with the same information. So the reason I want to introduce this is because if you are very new to WFRMA, this is the way you need to approach the WFRMA and get more information how to do. But the problem is you may not find exact samples in the information center. Like I mentioned earlier, this is very straightforward task, and you need to go through step one by one. And for example, if you want to install application, then you may need to have a server created first. Then you need to have a data source and related objects. Then you install the application. So you need to have a setup procedure to complete the whole project. Moving on to slide number 13. So I mentioned earlier about this command assistance, and this is later introduced. Then after realizing, yes, we have a nice tool, WSAdmin, but still there are some challenges and not able to find exact command. So it will be very easy if WebSphere able to generate the WSAdmin command, whatever the action that you do it from the console. For example, like you complete one task from admin console, then you can ask the WebSphere to create the sample command, exact command that whatever the action you did. That will be a great help, and it is there. And if it is there, and if you are able to create a sample command for all the action tasks that you do it from the console, that is going to be a very perfect one. Then you don't need to have anything else. But reality, no, it is not. Moving on to slide number 14. This page, it lists what are the available or what are the possible things that you can generate using a command assistance. Like I said earlier, admin console, yes, we have a command assistance automatic generation tool. But the problem is it's not going to generate all the commands. Maybe you are in some panel, and that panel, it's not going to have the option of generating the command for you. So we are stuck with that option. So this page, it lists what are the currently up to, like, the current release and of the 7.0.13. So what are the available options to generate automatic command from the console? So you can go ahead and check here, and if you don't find something here, and then if you don't find something in the information center, and if you don't find anywhere else, then it's, please let us know. Then we keep improving the information center, and through the PMR and through our internal research, and we keep doing that. We keep updating information center all the possible way to put all the sample command. So like I mentioned, these are the challenges that starting from the WSAdmin V5 to today 7.0.13, still we are trying to achieve 100% sample commands available for anyone who is looking for the information. So moving on to slide number 15. So now we are going to talk about Jython scripting library. This is the new one. So we have command assistance, we have information center, and we have admin task, and also we have interactive mode. So we have all kind of information, but there are some piece missing, and for a developers and who is looking for a very like a fancy way of doing things. And so we started introduce our Jython scripting library. So like I said earlier, this session is we want to introduce this new concept. If you're not aware of that, and so you can start exploring this option, and then if you have any question, you can contact us through PMR. So we keep improving this this concept, so everyone can get benefited. Moving on to slide number 16. Okay, what is Jython scripting library? It's something different, and what we talked about different kind of stuff, and what it's about. So it is the using a low-level object like config or admin task or admin control and this kind of thing, it is complicated, and you need to know a lot of things. So what the Jython scripting library, it provides high-level set of Jython objects. I want to make sure that this is a Jython object. It is not a JMX mbeans. So Jython object that wraps a low-level object, JMX object, and simplify the scripting. So what we provide is a Jython object, and that object can be useful in your scripting work. So the internally this object, that Jython object, it uses same JMX object like admin app, admin config, and admin control. And what we do different is we use the same low-level JMX object, but we create a JSON object for you so you can make use of that JSON object in your JSON programming. If you want to write like 1,000-page programming to complete the application install, then this you can make use of this JSON object. That is the scripting library. Moving on to slide number 17. So like I mentioned, this is like it provides some set of procedures to automate the most common tasks that you do like day-to-day life in your WebSphere administrative perspective. So for example, like it is you create an app server and you create install the application, create cluster. So those things are covered in this scripting library. But this is a new one introduced and it is not 100%. For example, like it is, you may not find all the tasks, all the options in the scripting library, but we have a list that it explains what are the things available now. But definitely, if you have noticed, each and every six-pack, there are like different libraries are getting added. So this part, yes, we are going to keep adding more libraries to complete like most of the function or all the functions. And whatever you do it from the console and whatever you do it from the regular WS admin, the scripting library is also going to have. But we have a list of things what is available now, but we hope like this is going to grow in this phase and so we can make use of these libraries. So you can use these libraries individually or you can combine like then you can put it in a single file, single scripting, then you can develop a new script for you. Moving on to slide number 18. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation to Vikram. He's our SME, and he's having a very good expertise in application management and scripting. Vikram?
Yep. Thank you, Ganesh. Yeah, this is Vikram from Andrew. From this slide onwards, I'm going to take off, you know, the rest of the slides. From here, you know, we're going to talk about the scripting libraries within the RAD. The basically, you know, it's the scripting library. It's nothing but, you know, writing, you know, your JSON commands, you know, to perform any kind of administration within the WebSphere. Let's say, you know, you are a developer. You want to write, you know, some JSON script or Python script. You know how to make use of, you know, this relational application developer. The cool thing about this RAD is, moving on to slide number 19. So this RAD, the relational application developer, it has, you know, some additional functions related with this the JSON scripting, which means it has some, you know, the JSON editor, you know, where you can write your JSON commands and then you can run those JSON commands directly, you know, with your target, the WebSphere installer. You can test that in your local test server, or you can point, you know, your scripts to the remote WebSphere install, so you can run the JSON scripts directly on the remote WebSphere installations. So you can do a lot of things within the RAD. In a traditional way, yeah, you have that feature with the RAD. You know, you can write your, you know, the JSON script, you know, using the admin config or, you know, the admin control, any operation that you want to perform on the WebSphere. But using this the new feature with the scripting library, so when you start, you know, writing, you know, the commands, you know, making use of the scripting library, the options may not be there by default within the RAD. Moving on to slide number 20. So how we can use, you know, this the scripting libraries within the RAD. Let's start with, you know, how you can create a project for JSON within the RAD. So when you open the RAD, if you go into the menu bar and if you click on the file and then new, and then if you click on the project, you're going to get the new project wizard. So where you're going to enter, so once you expand that JSON folder and then selecting JSON project, so when you click on the next, the new JSON project wizard opens. In the project name, you can type in any name that you want to provide for your JSON project. Once you click on finish, you know, the project will be created for the JSON, the project. Moving on to slide number 21. So this is the screenshot of RAD we captured, you know, this is how you can create a project for JSON within the RAD. So like I said, you know, we need to start with the menu, the file menu, and then click on the new, and then if you go into the project, and after you click on the project, you're going to see, you know, the option for JSON. So you can click on the JSON project, and you can provide any name for your JSON project, and then click finish. So basically in the workspace, you're going to see, you know, this JSON project is created. So this is a screenshot, you know, how you can navigate within the RAD to create a new JSON project. Moving on to slide number 22. All right, so now currently we have created JSON project. Now we need to know, like, you know, how to create a JSON script within the JSON project. So again, you know, we start with the menu bar, the select file, new, and then other. So there is the option other. So you need to click on the other, and then it will open a new wizard, and then click, you know, expand the JSON folder and select JSON script to file, click next. In the parent folder field, specify the path of an existing project folder in the current workspace that we have just created. You must specify a project folder that already exists in the workspace. And then, you know, in the step number 4, in the file name field, type a name for your JSON script file. You can provide any name for your JSON script. But the extension should be .py or .jy. It's for, you know, JSON or the Python. And then click finish. That will create in the JSON script file. Then you will start writing the coding for, you know, for your JSON project or the JSON script. The next slide, the slide number 23. All right, so this is the screenshot of RAD, how to create a JSON script within the project, within the JSON project. So you can start with the new, and then once you click on the other, you're going to get in a new wizard where you're going to select JSON script file, and then you will provide your JSON. You know, you're going to select your JSON project that you just created, and then you can provide any name for your scripting file. And so this one, you know, in the slide we put a link. So basically, that's the info center for the RAD. You know, it has more information. You know, if you are not sure about, you know, this, you know, even how to use, you know, RAD, or, you know, how to make use of, you know, this the writing option for JSON commands, you know, within the RAD. So you can go through that info center link. It has, you know, the very good information, a lot of examples. Slide number 24. So basically, you know, so when you create a project, and then when you create the JSON file, so you can start writing the JSON script, making use of your existing objects like, you know, the admin config, admin control, or admin task. But, you know, as we said, you know, with starting with the WebSphere v7, that this is something new for, you know, the scripting libraries. If you want to make use of the scripting library within your project, we need to enable that. Let's, you know, how we can enable that. So in the next slide, yeah, I'm gonna show you how you can enable. Basically, you know, if you're writing scripts that will run against a WebSphere application server v7, so we can, you know, as I said, you know, we can take advantage of the scripting library. This is something new only with the v7. Let's say your RAD has, you know, your WebSphere test server 6.1. If you are planning to run, you know, the commands that you are going to build up using scripting library against a v6.1, the test server, they are not going to run. Because this is something new only with the v7. So it will be run only on the WebSphere v7 onwards. Slide number 25. All right, so this is an example, you know, the screenshot of RAD, how you can import, you know, the scripting library. I mean, it's not like, you know, you are going to import, you know, scripting library from the WebSphere into this RAD. It's like, you know, enabling the option within the RAD. So to display the JSON scripting library as content assist or tips in the JSON editor, so we need to start with the select from the toolbar window, the window option, and then click on the preferences, and then click on the JSON. The JSON preference page opens. So basically, you're going to see a small dialog box, you know, with the couple of options. Here, there is an option we need to select. Enable content assist for WebSphere application v7 scripting libraries. So this is a checkbox we need to check if you want to make use of, you know, the scripting library within the RAD JSON editor. So by default, it will be not there. So we need to, you know, we need to manually go into the RAD and, you know, enable this option. Slide number 26. All right. So once, you know, once you are, once you import your scripting library, once you enable the scripting library within the RAD, you know, once if you go into your project and if you right click on, you know, your the JSON script that, that you just created, open with, and then it's gonna, you know, you can open an editor for the script, and then you can start writing your JSON commands. It's like, you know, writing your Java program, and, you know, you can start, you know, it's, JSON is, it's based on the Java. So it's like, you know, writing your Java program using the WebSphere, the objects. Moving on to slide number 27. All right. So basically, so when you start writing, so you need to know, like, what kind of objects we have, you know, as a part of the scripting library. Like my colleague, you know, the Ganeshan said, you know, you need to start searching within the WebSphere Info Center to get to know the, what kind of operations you can accomplish using the scripting library. So but before the scripting library, so if you look at my screenshot, it says admin JDBC dot. So you don't have this the object type before the scripting library feature. In the, all we had is admin config, admin control, or admin task, you know, some help command, admin app. So if you want, you know, if you want to know, like, you know, what kind of operations you can do using the scripting library, as well as, you know, what kind of objects that are available with the scripting library, you need to know, like, you know, the what is the object type you need to use. For example, if you want to do anything with the resources like JDBC resources, there is an object type admin JDBC is available. You know, before, you know, starting the writing this the JSON script within the RAD, you need to know that. So you can find out all those detailed information in the WebSphere Info Center, you know, the list of the scripting library objects that are available within the V7. So within the RAD, the JSON editor, so when you just type in admin JDBC and then dot, so it's going to give you the complete help, like, you know, what kind of methods you can invoke, what kind of operations you can perform on admin JDBC object, like, for example, creating data source or creating, you know, the JDBC provider or listing the data sources or listing, you know, the JDBC provider templates. So this is very user-friendly, and especially when you're writing, you know, very the long, complex, you know, the JSON, the script, so I would definitely recommend, you know, work within the RAD, rather, you know, bringing up, you know, just TextPad or Notepad, you know, starting writing all the commands. So this is a cool feature with the RAD. I think it started with the RAD 7. So you can, you know, you can make use of this feature, and you can write, you know, your JSON scripts for any operation that you want to perform within the WebSphere. So when you have the script, you can directly target this script to run on the WebSphere. Either you can say, like, you know, your local test server, or you are the remote WebSphere server. Moving on to slide number 28. All right, let's talk about a couple of examples. Let's say, like, you know, let's start with, you know, let's take the creating JDBC provider. In the previous slides, I think the slide number 9, where Ganesh talked about, you know, in a traditional way, how you can create JDBC provider using admin config command. So basically, it was pretty much altogether five-step operation to create a JDBC provider. So let's see the difference. If you want, you know, when you are using the scripting library, if you want to create a JDBC provider, it's just one line of command. All you need to pass is node name, server name, and the JDBC provider that you want, you know, any name that you can provide, and the implementation class. These are the must parameters you need to pass. And then the attributes, there are a lot of, you know, the optional parameters that you can pass to the command. I'll show you the command or the exact command in the next slide, the slide number 29. So if you look at this command, it's, you know, it's an admin JDBC dot create JDBC provider. All I'm passing is just the node name, server name, JDBC provider name, and the implementation class, and the attributes are optional. You don't have to say, like, you know, my variable, the variable comma, you know, the variable name, the node name comma node, server name comma server. You can just directly pass in your node name, server name, provider name that you want to specify and the implementation class. It will just create a JDBC provider directly for you. But, you know, internally, this the scripting library objects, like the new objects, admin JDBC, it's going to, you know, it's going to basically, it has, you know, it will write a lot of admin commands internally for you, basically. But, you know, you will not see any of those things. So for you, it's like, you know, one single command to create JDBC provider. But internally, the scripting library feature, it's going to, you know, write a lot of admin commands to, you know, to create JDBC provider. So basically, it is making your job easier. And for the administrator, you know, they don't have to worry about, you know, getting the config ID, you know, for the node or server or for the JDBC provider. So you can just create, you can just pass the node name, server name. And basically the node is for the, you know, the node or server name that is for the scope. Slide number 30. So when you run the commands, what you're going to see at the command prompt? So basically this is the example I put into the presentation from the command line when you are using WS Admin scripting tool, not from the RAD. I just mentioned, you know, you can use RAD, you know, to write any of, you know, your JSON scripts or Python scripts, and also you can make use of scripting library. So when you run the command within the WebSphere command line by using the WS Admin tool, so when you run the create JDBC provider, this is the output you're gonna see. So you are passing your server name, node name, and you know, the name of the JDBC provider. Here we are passing the implementation class name. So once you do that, it returns, you know, your the configuration ID for your JDBC provider that you are creating. So your JDBC provider is created, and then you can go ahead and create your new data source for that JDBC provider. And again, even to create a data source, it's just single line of command using the scripting library. Slide number 31. Okay, so here I'm going to talk about another example. We'll try to compare between the traditional way using the admin config versus, you know, the scripting library. Let's say, you know, if you want to modify, you have your application deployed, you want to modify your class loader mode using the scripting library, of course, versus the admin config traditional way. If you want to modify the class loader mode for your existing application, all you need to pass is just the application name and the class loader mode, whether you want to set it to parent class or parent first. Whereas, you know, if you take the same operation using the traditional approach using admin config, it's pretty much, it's like 5 to 6 step operation. So you need to retrieve the configuration ID of the object that you want to modify, for example, your application name here, IVD app. So you need to retrieve the configuration ID for this IVD application, and then we need to identify the deployed object and set it to the variable. And then, you know, the step number third would be, you know, identify the class loader and set it to the class loader variable. Slide number 32. So again, in the step number 4, here you're going to say, like, you know, you're going to list, you know, all your class loader, the attributes, like, you know, the parent class, parent first, you know, that information. And then you're going to modify your application class loader mode from parent first to parent last or parent last to parent first. And then you're going to save this operation. So it's pretty much like 5 to 6 step operation just to modify class loader mode for your existing application. So using the scripting library, it's just one single line command. You don't have to know anything. All you need to know is just the standard command to modify class loader mode. And you just need to pass your application name and the class loader mode type that you want to set it. So this is the reason it's really a very cool feature with the V7, and we definitely encourage, you know, you guys, you know, especially make, you know, start using the scripting library, and you're gonna see the difference, you know, how the user friendly, how easy, you know, when you're writing the scripting, the operations within the WebSphere. Slide number 33. So that's all we have, you know, regarding the scripting libraries. Especially, it's a kind of new feature, and it's not 100% complete with the WebSphere V7. So, but we have lot of, you know, the commands out there for a lot of operations. But we are keep improving that. We are mostly with the V7. You're gonna see lot of, you know, the commands for every operation that you want to perform within the web sphere. So we definitely encourage you guys, you know, start using the scripting libraries. So we haven't seen, you know, much customers, you know, making use of the scripting library. That was the reason, you know, we wanted to give some kind of exposure saying that, you know, there is a new feature out there within the WebSphere V7, so you can start using that, and so you can, you know, you can achieve, you know, your the administration operation within just, you know, with a couple of commands. You can, you know, you can deploy, or you can create some resources, or, you know, you can invoke operations on the runtime objects. You don't have to much know about, you know, the Jekyll skills or Jython skills to write your the commands. Slide number 34. So here, the troubleshooting and references, you know, we have not come across any issues with the scripting library so far. Like I said, you know, we haven't seen, you know, much, you know, it's being used by, you know, the end users, so we definitely encourage you guys to start using that. But, you know, if you happen to see any problem once you start using the scripting library, if you happen to see any kind of problem, if you want to, you know, work with the support, if you want to open a ticket with us, you can, before opening a PMR with us, you can collect this must-gather documents for the scripting tool problems. It is the same must-gather link for any kind of WS admin issue, like, you know, when you are running admin config command, something is not working, or admin task, or even with a scripting library. So you can capture these logs, you can open a PMR, and we can work with you guys, you know, to fix the problem. And as well as, you know, the second link, it's an info center. This info center link has complete list of, you know, the Jython script libraries that are available with the V7. What you can do within the V7 using this scripting library feature. And the Red Book has more detailed information about this, the scripting, the Jython scripting. We definitely encourage you guys, you know, look into that, you know, these two links for more details about this scripting libraries. Slide number 35. Basically, this chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. Visit the WebSphere Technical Exchange site to learn more about upcoming WebSphere Technical Exchange webcasts, like the one you attended today, and you can also access previously recorded presentations if you like. And the DeveloperWorks offers the in-depth technical information of the products. Visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Password Advantage clients to open or update or view your PMRs online. And my notification link on all the product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products that are, you know, that you are interested. That's all we have, you know, for today's presentation. I'm giving the control back to Joseph.
Thank you, Vikram and Ganesan, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Jackie, we would like to open the lines for questions.
We have one question from Bellaman Pini. Your line is opened.
My question to IBM is that I'm looking for a JSON command interface for querying the performance parameters within a cell or a node through options. Do you have that facility?
Okay. So you are looking for a WSAdmin command to query some performance objects and like a performance monitoring tool that we have in the console, something like that?
No. For example, you know, there are some settings that you set the limits, maybe threads, maybe pools, maybe connections at various levels. So suppose I want to know in my cell level, what are my performance parameters? In my app level, what are the performance parameters with attributes? Do you have such kind of query that it can be made through WSAdmin?
No. Actually, the performance, in terms of performance, a lot of tuning, it goes around the all kind of properties, like under the JVM level and how you start application. So if you can your question is very specific to, for example, how to tune the JVM parameter, something like that, yes, we do have, but most of the time, like, the customer and the end user, they take the action based on the performance monitoring tool, then they come and do some stuff with the either JVM or application.
Okay, let me give you the example. Why I'm asking this question is I have got three boxes within a cell, and unfortunately, one of the person forgets to update on one of the app server, any updates on the other two app server. So I want to report, you know, generated on each box using WSAdmin tool in such a way that I can compare the reports and make sure that the performance parameters on one box are same on the other. So I'm trying to see if you have any query I can do using WSAdmin tool as a report.
Yeah, basically you want to retrieve the parameters that are configured on the app server or on the application, right?
Yeah,
that should be, yeah, there is a way. So like we said, you know, whatever you are looking for, if it is possible from the console, yeah, it is possible using the scripting tool. It's a matter of, you know, we need to come up with the right command. So we might be having some examples in the info center. If you want, you know, you can send us an email note, you know, with your specific questions. You know, we will try to, you know, answer your the question.
Okay, that's one of the questions I have.
Yeah, sure.
We do have one more question from Asha Mishra. Your line is open.
Yeah. So I want to know a couple of things. One thing is that, is there any object related to enabling and disabling tracing? And when we do it through the WSAdmin, can we do it at the runtime without restart of the application server? And the second one is how, you know, you have this new scripting libraries, and if we want to provide parameters through property file, how we can link those two together?
Reading the property file, it is a core JITON area. Like, for example, like you have a property files and you want to read that file and parse the strings and then pass it into the WSAdmin command. Yes, how we are going to read a property file, it is a JITON level. But coming to the how the scripting library is going to work, it is making your life easier. Instead of using admin config, you can use the control object very specific to creating a JDBC driver, something like that. So it is not going to replace any of the other main functionality, the requirement that non day-to-day life you do in a scripting JITON, but it is going to simplify the WSAdmin stuff. For example, instead of using admin config, you can use this object and to create some specific task. But reading the property file, it is again like it is the depend on the JITON skills only.
Okay.
Does it answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay.
For that one, but for the tracing, do you have?
Tracing, yes. There is a runtime trace available. You can do the runtime trace through the console. I think we are all aware of that. Same thing, it can be done using admin control. The traditional admin control is you can turn the tracing like on online while the server is running. It is no need to restart the server. So the traditional way of admin control, you can get the trace object, you can change it. But at this point, I don't know whether the scripting library object, do we have such an object? I'm not sure. But I can, like, yeah, go ahead and send, you have my email address in the presentation. Go ahead and send you the email address. I can find exact object, the scripting library. If it is available, I will definitely share it with you.
Okay, thank you. I will send you an email.
And we have no additional questions at this time.
Thank you, Jackie. Now, I do see a couple of questions in the group chat, so I'm going to announce these questions verbally, and hopefully our speakers will be able to answer them. So the first question here is, what version of RAD has the JITON library?
Yeah, that would be the Relational Application Developer 7.5. Again, like we said, you know, if you are going to, you know, let's say if you are going to use just RAD JSON editor to, you know, if you want to make use of the scripting library, yeah, you can use RAD 7.5. But if you want to execute them on the WebSphere, the target WebSphere has to be with the 7.0. But the feature available with RAD 7.5.
Thank you, Kenny-san. And then a follow-up question to that would be, how do I enable JITON script library in RAD?
Yeah, I saw the question. Yeah, it is already in this same presentation. It is the Vikram, he talked about a couple of screenshots that one of them, it has an option how to enable this object through the app. It has the option, actually.
Thank you, Vikram. And then I do see one more question here. I don't see any script library object to modify the existing resources, like updating data source configurations. Also, is the save automatic for all the script library objects? What if I want to roll back?
Oh, yeah. It's basically when you're running the scripting library command, any of the, you know, the scripting library object, the admin config save is inbuilt. It means when you run the command, that saves your configuration into the WebSphere configuration. So if you want to roll back, no, there is no way to roll back. The only option would be you need to modify or delete, you know, those resources. And when it comes to the, here I see the question, I don't see any script library objects to modify existing resources like updating data source configuration. I'm not sure about that. Definitely, I will have to look into that. If you don't mind, if you can send me an email note, definitely I'll look into that. I'll try to see if there is any the command object available for this operation. Like you said, you know, in V7, we kind of started this scripting library. So it's not 100% complete. You may not find, you know, some of the commands for some of the operations that you are looking for. But I'm not sure about this, especially this, you know, the modifying your existing data source configuration. Yeah, if you can send me an email now, definitely I can share more information with you.
Thank you, Vikram. And I think I do have two more questions here. The first one here is, are there any script to monitor performance of JVM or resources like connection pool?
Yeah, it's the same question. I think we talked about that. Yes, like there is no separate object, but all we need to do is like take down the JVM parameters or the server and the resource level. Then we are going to do that in the regular way. But there is at this moment, like I don't know, like we have any separate JITON scripting libraries to just to this task.
Thank you, Kenny-san. And one final question here. And I believe this is related to the previous question. So the question is, following up on whether the save is automatic for all the script library objects, do we need to change anything like importing script libraries to enable it in the server?
Not really. The answer would be not really. By default, it will be available. When you bring up WSAdmin scripting tool, the scripting libraries are loaded by default. So you don't have to anything, you know, import explicitly. And there is another question about, are there any libraries for Jackal? Unfortunately not. The scripting libraries is for the JITON or Python scripting, based on the Python or JITON, the scripting language. So basically, you know, in the RAID, so, you know, basically the RAID is for writing your Java program. The Jackal is not based on the Java. So that's the reason we don't have scripting libraries for the Jackal.
Perfect. And one more question just came in. Can we get some commands to report on listing at each level rather than going through each navigation to look for or to compare all the members of the cluster whether they are at the same configuration?
Okay, like this is one of the question that we used to get, how we can compare the two configurations. I would recommend, like, who is looking for this kind of thing, please, there is another option, property-based configuration. And that is, like, one of the another neat way of doing WS. It is going to use the WSAdmin internally, but the property-based configuration, you can extract any scope of information from your WebSphere, and it is going to write a text file, properties file, and that way, you extract two information from your WebSphere configuration, then you can do that compare. And that is a very neat tool. So for any comparison, you want to compare my production system, I did something, my test system, I did something. I want to compare this. you can extract entire configuration information into a single text file, and you can do the comparison. I would suggest that. Again, it is internally, it is using a WSAdmin, but that is a very neat tool. And there is a WSP presentation available. If you search for property-based configuration, WSTE, then you'll get that. It has all the information.
Thank you, Ganesan. And we do not have any more questions at this point in time. And so at this point in time, we will conclude the presentation.